Well, I hate rules. I do. Just have to admit it. Don't get me wrong, I see their value. They give life structure, allow society to function. You know, the fact that we have to stop at red lights. No one likes a red light, but it also keeps us from having accidents. I just don't like them. Partly because, well, whose rules are we to follow anyway? Too often the rules have been wrong. For hundreds of years, it was against the rules to vote in this country if you were a woman or not white. For hundreds of years, rules protected slavery. There are rules right now in some states that allow some to argue that a man was legally defending himself when he drove down Ahmaud Arbery out for a run and shot him dead. And truth be told, in the light of the murder of innocent people, it seems almost petty to say, but I hate the rules we're living under right now. I hate them. You know how hard it is to see Pastor Fries as I do on these days when we gather here to record the worship services, and to not be able to hug him? He's so huggable, after all. The rules of social distancing, so that even when you greet someone that you know and that you love, you have to slowly step back as they get closer to you, have this awkward little dance. I understand the rules. I know they're necessary. I know not following them could be deadly. But I hate them. What if we all just got on with life, right? As one person told me this week over the phone, I'm ready to die. I don't care. I just want to come to church and see people and hug people. I've lived long enough, they said. If this is the way I'm to go, so be it. And truthfully, I get it. Why should we fear dying? We are people who are bound to our faith, who have the promise of the resurrection. Why should we fear? Why should we fear this disease that's taken over our lives? Well, I don't know if you've seen it yet, but Bishop Gohl shared an article about a church in Calgary. Now, this church in Calgary, that's in Canada, that has seen much less devastation than we have, but still, it's been tough there. This church in Calgary in mid-March, before they really knew everything that was happening and before the rules had really gotten into place, they went ahead and had worship. I mean, what harm could it really do? They had worship, and then afterwards, because there was a beloved member of the church who had a significant birthday, 41 people stayed around to celebrate this person's birthday. And within a short time, it turned out that 24 of them were infected. Despite taking all the precautions, washing their hands, staying 6 feet apart, wearing gloves when handling food, two of those 24 infected and those 41 people there have now died. The pastor says, finally, we were working with the information that we had at the time, but I would do anything for a do-over. So whose rules do we follow these days? The scientists? The president, the governor, the mayor, who? Especially when none of them seem to agree on what is right and good and healthy and safe. Following rules is painful enough. But then not knowing which ones to follow, which ones will actually keep us safe, keep our loved ones safe. Well, take a step back from that difficult question. Have you ever seen the movie The Princess Bride? Have you seen that movie? It's rather silly and extravagant, but I love it. And in the movie, in the beginning of the movie, you are introduced to the two main characters, to Wesley, then called Farmer Boy, and to Buttercup, a lovely plain girl who turns out to be the betrothed to the king later in the story. But at this point, she is simply in her farm household, and the farmer boy is there as a servant. And she keeps saying, "Oh, farmer boy, would you go and get this? Oh, farmer boy, would you go and fetch that?" And he responds each time, "As you wish." And then towards the end of the beginning of the story, you hear that it's finally realized that when she says, "Oh, farmer boy, would you do this for me?" What she really means when she makes that strange command is, "I love you." And that when he says in response, "As you wish," he is really saying, "I love you too." What if the commands that we were hearing today were a matter of love? Were a matter of how we could best love one another and take care of one another? The truth is, I love you too much to risk your health. I love you too much to see you suffer as your friend who is a nurse is exposed without the equipment to do their job. I love you too much to see you bury your parents before their time. Jesus said, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments." I've never really liked Jesus saying that because it sounds so harsh. It doesn't sound like I love you. Those words in the mouths of others sound downright awful. In the mouths of a manipulative spouse or boyfriend or girlfriend or an abusive parent or an oppressive dictator. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. Martin Luther King Jr., in his letters from a Birmingham jail, there because he was charged with breaking laws that were unjust, said, "One has not only a legal but a moral responsibility to obey just laws. Conversely, one has a moral responsibility to disobey unjust laws." Now, the trouble with that is, by whose definition? Who decides what is just and unjust? Well, might I point you to the voice of Jesus? For our God is not an unknown God. He is known in the ministry of Jesus, and not bound to shrines made by human hands, no matter how lovely the shrine is. It's Easter, after all. We celebrate that Jesus is alive. What is beautiful about the commandments of Jesus that we hear from the very lips of God is that you can count on them to be good for us, that they are given out of love for us. If you love me, you will keep my commandments, Jesus says. And the chief of these are, as you heard in the children's sermon, love the Lord your God and love your neighbor as yourself. This must be our North Star above all else. Even when it means following rules that break our hearts, what is best for my most vulnerable neighbor? How do I best love those I would give anything to be able to hug right now? Jesus knew that following his commandments would not be easy, especially in the days that are to come, the days when they would feel abandoned when Jesus had died. But he also knew that to follow those commandments would keep them anchored to one another, to the community that he was still present within. As he says in this same long speech, love one another as I have loved you. I don't yet know, I don't think anyone really knows what the coming months will bring. But I do know that whatever we do here at the God is Love Church will be anchored in our love for God and our love for each other. May we hear the voice amid the politicians and physicians and scientists and friends and neighbors. May we hear the advocate who will guide us with the spirit of truth. May the spirit lead us in how we can best love one another. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.